Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Hey, you know, mind-body connection is something that people don't always think is real. You've heard about it in the media. People aren't sure whether or not it's something that they can take and they can use. My guest is Dr. Jack Singer. He is a licensed clinical sports and industrial organizational psychologist. And we're talking about this. So tell us what we've named this segment, A Powerful Prescription to Prevent Hardening of the Attitude. I want you to start, Dr. Singer, tell the listeners exactly what that means.
Well, you know, Melanie, for many years I've been working with people with all kinds of health issues, with chronic health issues and so forth. And, you know, the research on all of this really shows there's a tremendous connection between the mind and what happens in your body. In fact, the American Medical Association itself has admitted that up to 75% of everybody who come in to see a general practitioner or a family doctor or an internist, 75% don't have an organic disease. They have real symptoms, but the symptoms are caused by something emotional or psychological, not from a disease. And that's why they tend to just give medicines, you know, to take care of the symptoms, but no one's really getting at the cause. And the cause really has to do with your attitudes about what's happening in your life, and your attitudes are determined by your thoughts. So the whole thing, in the whole wave, new wave of psychotherapy now across the country is dealing with your thinking and what's going through your mind, because that causes your emotions and your attitudes, and those things cause health issues. So that's why I label this Powerful Prescriptions to Prevent Hardening of the Attitudes, because if your attitudes are hardened by stress and concern and worry, it will impact you somewhere in your body.
Now, so emotions, we know that stress, psychological stress, can have a physiological effect on the body in so many ways. You can experience back pain and chest pains and dry mouth and aches and pains and fatigue and headaches, high blood pressure, obesity. I mean, the list is really endless, Dr. Singer. So how can we take these psychological stressors, turn them around, and say, I need to, because, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. So how can I take these stressors, turn them around to my advantage, and use them not only to make myself more in control and maybe better at what I need to be better at, whether it's sports or work or school or whatever, but also to make me healthier in general?
Well, that's a fabulously put question, Melanie. It's a terrific question and an insightful question, and so let me address it for your listeners. Stressors, or things that cause stress, are neutral. They don't really cause stress or emotions or moods or attitudes. What causes the mood or attitude is how we interpret the stressor, what we do about it, because you have choices in the way you interpret something and what you're going to do about it. You can ignore it. You can say, I'm going to use this to my advantage, and then you don't have a negative result. Or you can say, I feel overwhelmed. I feel hopeless. I feel helpless. This is never going to get better, and you will then suffer from all of the negative kinds of impacts on your body. So I teach people, first of all, how to recognize what their thinking is that gets in the way of them leading healthy lives. And, you know, there's a whole host of things to do with that. I've written books about it and so forth. It's more than we can discuss here, but I'll give you some highlights. For example, people who use these kinds of phrases in their thinking, what if, I call that the two worst words that ever happened in the English language, because anytime you say to yourself, what if, it's almost always followed by something negative. Like, what if this person doesn't like me? What if my teenager continues to resist what we try to do? What if my boss never gives me a raise? What if my relationship doesn't get any better? These are negative things that have an instant impact on the body. Whatever you think translates chemically and electronically instantaneously to every cell and every muscle and every ligament and everything in the body. We know that from all kinds of research. That's all of the mind-body connection kind of research. And negative thinking is the biggest culprit. Another kind of negative thinking is, I hope I don't do this, or please don't have this happen to me, or I should have done this. We call that the famous should statements. I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. These are the kinds of things that get the body fired up for something negative. And the way this works physiologically, Melanie, is that we all have within us, as you know, a fight-or-flight nervous system that's been built into us in order to deal with danger and to deal with predators and people trying to harm us. The problem is that just worrying about something by saying, I feel overwhelmed, or I hope I don't make a mistake, things like that, that will also set off the fight-or-flight nervous system, because in our subconscious minds, the default position is, we don't know if you're in danger or not, but we're not going to take any chances. And every time that nervous system gets turned on, it does all kinds of hormonal things in the body that are supposed to only last a few minutes so that you can escape the danger. But if you're worrying constantly during the day, it's being turned on all the time. And one of the biggest things that happens when it gets turned on is it shuts off the immune system, so all the energy can be directed at saving you.
And I get that, because then that shuts it down, and it is such a regretful thing for people to say that what if statement and to look at that, because it brings you down. Now speak about, you know, what they can do. What can we change? How to live more of a balanced life? How do you develop that resilience and calm your mind and body?
Well, I teach people what I call a 5-step mental toughness program, and it can be done in less than 5 minutes a day.
Well, we only have 2 minutes here, so try and give it to us.
It'll be fast. First, you need to get one of those rubber bands that that come in the mail, and the fat ones that aren't tight on your wrist, and you put it on your wrist. And every time you catch yourself with a negative thought, like what if, or I hope I don't, or maybe I made a mistake, or what does this person think about me, you don't even let the thought continue. You snap away at the rubber band, which will alert you to stop that thinking. You then take a couple of nice deep breaths through your diaphragm, and the best way to do that is in through your nose to the count of 4, hold it for 4, and then out through your mouth to the count of 7. And then the most important thing is you then challenge the thought. Do I have any evidence to support this fear or worry I have? Most of the time you'll find out you don't. And then you follow it up with something very powerful and positive about yourself, and you finish it off with another deep centering breath. If you do that consistently, you will avoid 90% of the negative things that come through your mind during the day and make a huge inroad immediately.
Wow, I love that. I love that sort of way that you listed it to do, you know, to get ourselves back in. And it's a toughening program and a strengthening your resilience. Now, we have to sort of look toward the future, Dr. Singer, and we have to take away those past regrets. How do you suggest letting go of those things?
Well, that's a really critical thing, because when people are focused on the past or the future, they're not focusing on the present, and they get in more trouble. And if you look at an athlete, for example, if a golfer, for example, makes a mistake on a shot, and on the next shot is still upset about the mistake, he's going to continue to make mistakes. You need to be in the present and in the now. And so a lot of what I teach people is to just let go of it. It's past. It doesn't make any difference. A new opportunity is here now. And at the same time, don't think about the future, because you can't control that. Just think about what you're doing now.
Think about what you're doing now. Live in the moment. Don't spend your time thinking about what you could have done differently in the past, or what you could have done, or what you need to do. Spend your time in the moment. In the last 30 seconds, Dr. Singer, give us your best advice for a powerful prescription to prevent hardening of the attitude.
My best advice is to take control of that little internal critic, that voice in your head that's constantly giving you negative messages. Throw it out the window and replace it with your best friend, a little voice that says, I am powerful, I am empowered, I can do whatever I want, it's time to change now.
Great advice. I also like to add in that I feel confident about myself. I feel relaxed. I'm not going to let that stuff get me down, and I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm going to move on and do what I need to do. We all need to do that. We need to be strong. And of course, you're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and me, Melanie Cole, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.